All right, welcome to this very difficult emergency podcast, which I think I'm going to call The Truth About the Tyree Nichols Brutal Murder by Police. I'm Mike Adams, the Health Ranger, the publisher of naturalnews.com, and the founder of brighttown.com. And I want to say I have, like many of you, I've reviewed the video footage of the police beating of Tyree Nichols, which was released last night by Memphis police. And the video, you know, unless it's some kind of elaborate fakery, which I highly doubt, I believe the video is authentic. It appears to depict a brutal gang-style police murder of a civilian. And in case the colors of these people matter to you, there were five police officers involved in this. They're all black. And the victim, Tyree Nichols, is also black, a 29-year-old black American who died, I believe, 3 days later after this brutal, brutal beating. What I saw, I just want to be clear, what I saw in three videos that were released by the Memphis Police Department, this brutality, this criminality by police against this individual, this is absolutely not representative of what I know about other police officers. So I want to put this up front because I'm not going to jump on the bandwagon of the media that's trying to claim that because of this, therefore, all police are bad. That is not true at all. I've trained with many police officers. I have known many police officers, and the ones that I've trained with and you know, on gun ranges and martial arts and so on, they are professionals, upstanding citizens, moral, ethical people who are, in fact, usually attacked and brutalized by the insane public. You know, the insane wife beater, drunk guy, spitting on cops and bleeding on cops, and the insane meth head drug users who are puking on cops and everything. You know, cops have a rough go. But that said, this video that I see from Memphis shows the worst of law enforcement in America. The absolute worst. We're not going to show you the video because you can find it elsewhere if you want. It's quite brutal, difficult to watch. But it shows police caught on a light pole camera or a traffic camera video. Shows the police brutally beating Tyree Nichols as he lay on the ground. They were kicking him in the face. They used metal batons to smack him in the ribs and the face and about the head. They stood him up at one point. One cop would restrain him and hold his arms back while another cop just wailed off and punched him hard right in the face. And this kind of extreme, brutal abuse went on for an extended period of time, many, many minutes. It is very difficult to watch. And assuming this video is authentic, and I don't have any reason to believe it isn't, then what it depicts appears to be flat out a brutal murder of a civilian who apparently was pulled over for, quote, erratic driving. Now, normally someone engaged in erratic driving might be given a ticket. You're not supposed to be dragged out of your car and beaten to death, which is seemingly exactly what happened. Now, we need to understand the bigger picture in all of this. And part of the reason I decided to record this emergency podcast is because the riots have already begun. I'm recording this 10 p.m. Central on Friday night. The riots have already begun in Memphis, or I should say the protests, but they're about to become riots. It's very clear that Antifa and various Marxist groups and agitators are being brought to this across many cities. And it's very clear that Saturday night, we are very likely to see extreme violence against law enforcement. We're likely to see acts of arson, rioting, and also stopping traffic, blocking highways, which will impede the delivery of groceries and fuel, and it will cause infrastructure disruptions that could be quite significant in some cities, such as Memphis, which is where this brutal killing took place. But it's clear that the riots are going to be augmented by these anti-America groups. It's also clear that a message of racism is being amplified by the corporate media. Even though the five cops were themselves black, and Tyree Nichols is also black, somehow the media, CNN and others, they've already started to report that this is all because of racism, which makes no sense. But, you know, if they were five white cops beating down a black man, you could bet that the response, the emotional degree of the response would be even more heightened than it is right now. But they happen to be five black cops. But basically, let's be honest, gang members with a badge. That's what this was. These were gang bangers with a badge killing someone for apparently no good reason. But we have to understand there is a reason. And that's what I wanted to get to here, plus offer some advice on how to protect your safety this weekend. I believe that there's a very high likelihood that this was intended to happen in order to further drive a wedge between members of society and to cause chaos, to cause disruptions, to cause a distraction from other really critical things that are happening. For example, there are probably, I would say, 500 to 1,000 black men and women who are killed every day in America from the vaccine. Every day. And okay, maybe 1,000, maybe that estimate is too high, maybe even 500 is too high, but it's in the hundreds. I guess we could do the math on that, given that there are about 2,500 Americans killed every day by the vaccine and 5,000 who are disabled each day. That's about 7,500 Americans killed or disabled. Do the math, what percentage of the black community took the vaccine. You can do the math on that. You can figure it out. So no doubt hundreds of black men and women are being murdered each day, every day in America by a depopulation injection known as the mRNA jab. You're not supposed to pay attention to that. In fact, the Project Veritas video that showed another black American, a Pfizer director, admitting to essentially gain-of-function research, you know, admitting that making the virus more potent is part of their vaccine cash cow marketing plan. All that's on video. Project Veritas, James O'Keefe. But that isn't talked about by anyone in mainstream media. You're not allowed to hear that. You are only allowed to see five cops beating a black man to death because that's the version of violence they want you to see. There are riots that are forming up here this weekend over the police beatdown. There are no protests. There are no riots over vaccine genocide against black Americans. Think about that. There are also no uprisings and riots against black abortion genocide, which has been carried out for decades by Planned Parenthood, whose founder, Margaret Sanger, described black men and women as what she called human weeds. And she thought they needed to be exterminated. And that's what Planned Parenthood does. It exterminates black babies. And I don't know how many black babies are exterminated every day in America, but it's probably also in the hundreds, I would imagine. I don't know the exact numbers, but that's an estimate. So black people in America are, in fact, being slaughtered. There's no question about that. They're being slaughtered by the vaccine industry. They're being slaughtered by the abortion industry. The number of black people killed by cops, although real, pales in comparison to the number of black people killed by vaccines and abortion. So I want you to keep that perspective in mind. The big picture truth about all of this, and it saddens me to say this, but under the Democrat rule, America has become a slaughterhouse of innocents. Innocent children slaughtered by the hour. Innocent young men like Tyree Nichols beaten to death. Innocent young sports players dropping dead on the football field, never to be seen again. Where is Damar Hamlin, for example? Has anyone actually seen him? Really him? Or did you actually see some other guy dressed up in a hoodie and a mask wearing sunglasses that could have been Hamlin, but you're not really sure? Because that's what they're broadcasting on TV. Nobody knows if it's really him. But young black men and women are being, they are being exterminated, but there's also, of course, a fair number of non-people of color that are being exterminated as well, because this is a depopulation agenda that's taking place. Whites are targeted as well as blacks and Asians and Native Americans and Latinos and so on. We're all being targeted. And it's one of the most important points in this is that we, the human race, we're all targeted for extermination. And what the media narratives are trying to do by highlighting just this police beating of Tyree Nichols is they want the different colors of people to tear each other apart. They want us fighting each other instead of fighting the genocidal globalists who are trying to kill us all. So if you take away anything from an understanding of what's going on right now, understand that, or double down on your promise to yourself to do not express hatred towards someone of a different color. Whether you're talking with a person who is black or white or Asian or brown or whatever, or Native American, remember, we're all in this together. We, humanity, and we are on the termination target list. The globalists have kill quotas for every country in the world. There are kill quotas that have been handed down to the enemy occupying forces that currently control the United States government and the Pentagon. And those kill quotas describe what percentage of the American population must be exterminated, you know, black, white, or otherwise. And those kill quotas, our best knowledge says that those quotas are somewhere around 70 to 80%. That's the extermination level that has been demanded by globalists. So, you know, the death of one person doesn't matter to the globalists. They're looking for the deaths of hundreds of millions of Americans and billions of people worldwide. So keep that in mind. Now, in terms of practical knowledge about what you need to know for this weekend, because I believe these riots are going to be quite bad this weekend, but not nearly as bad as they will be when the financial system collapses. But they will still be bad. And there's going to be a lot of violence and irrationality and radical left-wing extremism and anti-Americanism and probably clashes with cops in various cities and so on. Even though the cops were black and the victim was black in this Memphis murder, if you are a white person, you probably do not want to be in a vehicle or on foot anywhere near a Democrat-controlled city this weekend. So my first piece of advice is to just steer clear of these cities. Stay away. Because there's going to be a lot of protests, and they will block roads. And when the roads are blocked, one of the things they can do is, and we've seen some radical Marxist groups do this before, they can go from car to car as you're stuck in traffic, and they can decide which person they want to pull out of the car and beat to death or shoot. And you're likely to see something like this. So, you know, you think you're safe in your vehicle, but you get jammed in, cars in front of you and behind you and beside you. You can't go anywhere. You're stuck. And someone may just walk up on you, some radical left-wing extremist, terrorist, Marxist, who knows what, Antifa member. They may have a gun or a baseball bat, and they may just break out the window of your car and pull you out and beat you to death, especially for some reason if you're white. So be fully prepared to avoid these regions if at all possible, because you know we don't want to create opportunities for these America haters or humanity haters to target innocent people. You know, we don't want to answer this brutal murder of Tyree Nichols with opportunities for more murder by radical leftists, right? However, the other thing to keep in mind is that where legal, I strongly encourage you to consider arming yourself in self-defense. Now, Of course, my philosophy is you should always be armed in self-defense, not just this weekend. But if you haven't yet been carrying your firearm, maybe you haven't figured out your holster situation or where to put the spare magazines or what have you. I don't know. Or have you even loaded your mags with hollow point self-defense rounds? I don't know. But this might be the time to think about it. Not that you want to instigate anything, but what if you are trapped and attacked? It sure would be nice to be able to defend yourself, you know, legally and lawfully. So consider that strongly. Consider carrying. And also, by the way, just note that if you do discharge a firearm inside a vehicle in your own self-defense, you should plan to lose your hearing. Just saying. I mean, it better be life and death. You know, don't pull the trigger casually because you will probably be deaf. They're much louder than what is depicted in movies and on TV. But even if you choose to carry in self-defense, I really want to urge you to practice de-escalation. And frankly, just don't be near these areas. Don't instigate. Don't give someone a reason to come after you. A firearm is self-defense as a last resort in case you can't get away. Because you're going to be facing angry mobs. And even if you think you've got plenty of ammo, an angry mob can overpower you from multiple angles, and eventually you're going to run out of ammo, and then they will beat you to death. So it's best, you know, just not to even get in that situation. It's best to avoid it if at all possible. Do keep in mind, do remember that your vehicle may be your best option for exfilling the area. So if you're not trapped by your vehicle, you know, by other vehicles around you. If you could, let's say, hop a curb, you know, drive over the sidewalk or whatever to get away from an angry, violent mob that's, let's say, smashing your windows and trying to murder you. If you could drive away, even if you have to run over, you know, bushes and curbs and grass and whatever, I would advise you to consider that option. Alternatively, if your only option is to run over members of a violent mob that are attacking you in a life-threatening, violent, aggressive way, and your only option is to plow through them as a last resort, that's something that you may wish to consider. But do know that you will likely be charged with, you know, at least manslaughter, and your actions will likely be recorded by somebody on camera. And they will edit that and show the 2 seconds during which you ran over people. And they won't show the 5 minutes before that when those people were breaking your windows and screaming and threatening to kill you and trying to drag you out of your car and beat you to death. So, again, it's best to avoid the area, if at all possible. With all that said, this is a reminder for preparedness because these riots are also going to block highways, as I said earlier, and that means that there will be disruptions in deliveries of fuel and groceries and whatever else is on the roadways, which is everything. It will be more difficult for first responders to reach you because of the blocked roads, and there may also be a lot of reluctance on the part of police in many cities to confront any of these radical left-wing violent mobs because, you know, they don't want to get caught on camera again, you know, beating down a protester or something like that. So I think that the police chiefs are essentially going to let these rioters have a lot of free rein. And as this happens, you're going to see these rioters burning things. They're going to burn vehicles. They may burn buildings. They may burn city buses. Who knows? They're going to throw objects that could be deadly objects, such as rocks, or, you know, bricks or what have you. And there's going to be blood this weekend, sadly. There's going to be a lot of blood. And the media is going to highlight this everywhere. And this is all part of trying to tear down America. Because that's their mission. So it's not a bad idea, depending on where you live, to think about getting a little bit of extra in the way of supplies. You know, make that grocery store run during the early daylight hours, you know, midday when the sun is bright and the mobs haven't yet taken over the city, because at night you don't want to be out. You want to be home. You want to be locked and loaded. And frankly, you want some body armor. Seriously, I would have, this is one of those circumstances where you want to have some body armor within reach. And I didn't do this podcast to mention this, but one of our sponsors that sells body armor does have a very rare 20% discount right now. If you use discount code RANGER and you go to hoplitearmor.com, H-O-P-L-I-T-E, hoplite, like the ancient Greek formations and so on, hoplitearmor.com. Everything there, I believe everything is 20% off. It's ballistic body armor, level 3, and they've got 3A, and they've got level 4. And it's all designed in America and made in America. And again, 20% off is pretty rare. They don't normally offer that. This is a time to consider body armor. Not that you could get it, you know, quickly enough for this weekend, but just as a general sense, it's good to have some body armor within reach. You know, for example, what if one of these angry mobs decides to just pick a suburb neighborhood and just go house to house killing all, let's say, white people? Or what if they decide to try to kill everybody who has an American flag in front of their house, you know, because they hate America? They could just go house to house with Molotov cocktails, burning them down. They could bust in the front door and drag people out of their homes and beat them or set them on fire or what have you. You know, what is your answer to that if they target you? The cops won't be there. The cops are going to be occupied elsewhere. There will be no police response. You are your own first responder. And that's why I say it's important to have not just a handgun, which you can carry, you know, obviously very mobile for self-defense, but for home defense, consider, you know, rifles. Personally, I think in a suburb, something like a 300 blackout rifle is an excellent choice. You could also consider an AR-15 or perhaps something a little heavier like a, you know, 7.62x51. But do understand that rounds can go very far and they can go through a lot of things, and you are responsible for every round that leaves the barrel of your gun. And so if you're popping off, you know, 308 Winchester rounds in a neighborhood, it is highly likely that you're going to, you know, ventilate innocent people who are sleeping in homes or standing around in other homes around you. So understand that, you know, that's the fourth rule of gun safety, is know what is beyond your target. And you're responsible for your rounds. So behave responsibly. And personally, now, again, don't take this as legal advice. You should make your own decision based on your own legal counsel and your own local laws as well. And you have a responsibility to be aware of your local laws. But in my opinion, I would not go outside your home, you know, looking for trouble. I wouldn't go on the porch and try to engage an angry mob, you know, marching down the street or something like that. I would stay within my home, and I would only open fire on, you know, a crazed, violent, murderous mob if they enter the home. That's just me. You know, if they break in a window, if they break in the door, they just come pouring into the house, then they're going to get ventilated. But if they do not enter the home, I'm not going to mess with them. Now, some of you might have, I don't know, a vulnerable neighbor next door. You might decide that you need to come to the rescue of that neighbor because maybe that neighbor is being attacked and maybe they are not capable of self-defense, but you have a rifle. So what do you do? I can't tell you what to do. I can only tell you that whatever you do is probably going to be on video. And if you're in a Democrat-controlled area, you probably have a George Soros-funded DA, and you're going to be charged while the actual violent criminals will go free. So keep that in mind before you decide to go Rambo on anybody. Be wise, be smart, stay informed, and always only deploy violence as a last resort to stop a greater violence and to save innocent lives, okay? That's my best analysis of the situation, but make your own decision, do your own research, check your local laws, and probably if you're living in one of those areas, you should move anyway. You should get out, sell your house, and leave. go to some place where you have the legal right to defend yourself and your property. So that's just my take on things, okay? So everybody be safe. Let's pray for safety, pray for the safety of law enforcement as well as the safety of innocent civilians. Let's pray for America. Let us pray that the mainstream media and the instigators, the fascists, the Marxists, the Antifa, the America haters do not succeed in their goal of ripping America apart. They want to set off a civil war, folks. Let's make sure they don't succeed in doing that. And to all the men and women in blue listening, I pray for your safety and protection. And may God give you the wisdom to know the right call in every moment, when you need to leave, when you need to hold your ground, when you need to call for assistance, when you need to engage, or when you need to disengage. May you have the judgment and the wisdom to do what is right for your community and for this country. Thank you all for listening. I'm Mike Adams here, the Health Ranger, naturalnews.com, and also Brighteon.com, the free speech video platform. Take care. A global reset is coming, and that's why I've recorded a new 9-hour audiobook. It's called The Global Reset Survival Guide. You can download it for free by subscribing to the naturalnews.com email newsletter, which is also free. I'll describe how the monetary system fails. I also cover emergency medicine and first aid and what to buy to help you avoid infections. So download this guide. It's free. It's my gift to you simply because I want like-minded people to survive.